Chamber Chats on 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country, with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Our Chamber Chat today with Sarah Spoonholtz. And Sarah, we are hopefully moving in the right direction to get back to what is going to be a shifted transition normal than what we were used to. But again, the big thing that we're taking away from this is the chance and opportunity for us to eventually start to reopen. And you have something with us that you're going to tell us today that is basically getting us a plan for Southwest Michigan. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so the Chamber is working with multiple different organizations in Southwest Michigan for an initiative called BarrierReopens.org. If you go to that website, you can find additional information about preparedness and response plans. We've talked about that in past weeks for businesses that are bringing employees back to work. It's something that they need to have. You can also find out information about getting PPE. We do have some local places that you can purchase PPE, have some local manufacturers who have switched over to making PPE. You can also get additional information about safe practices and so forth. The goal behind this is to make sure that when we are able to reopen, and as of yesterday, you know, Governor Whitmer has started to reopen some of the northern counties in the UP as well as in the northern Lower Peninsula. Our goal is that when it happens, that she allows us to reopen, we can do so safely and effectively and as quickly as possible so that people, consumer confidence is there for everyone. That's a big thing right now, too. They're talking about is consumer confidence being a little bit lower, not sure if they want to go back out, how are they going to feel going back into stores, into restaurants, and so forth. So we just want to make sure that when the time is ready, that everyone is on the same page and we can do so safely and effectively.
Yeah, and I think that's so important that obviously we are doing this in a smart way, and I'm glad that there's a plan and there's an initiative in place for us, because the last thing that we want is A, people to still be scared. We don't want anybody to be scared. We just want people to be educated and informed. But in addition to that too, we also want to make sure that, you know, we don't jump the gun and go all hog wild and go crazy to where it extends any kind of stay-at-home orders, you know. So we got to do it in a smart way. Great thing that you guys are doing. So again, what's the website one more time for us?
It is BarrierReopens.org.
Excellent. Well, Sarah, great information. Is there anything else that we should know about that?
Nope, just a huge thanks to all the partner organizations. All the fellow chambers in the community have joined us with this, so all of them in Berrien County. The actual county of Berrien has joined forces with us, the health department, the Women's Business Center, Cornerstone Alliance, as well as Connexus. So thank you all so much for helping us, and we look forward to getting people back open.
Cannot wait for that day, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
what.
Same.
Sarah, you're awesome as always. We appreciate you so much, and we'll chat with you in a couple weeks.
Sounds great.
It's Chamber Chats with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber of Commerce and 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country.
Revisit our Chamber Chats with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber of Commerce by opening the 97.5 Y Country app now on any podcast app. 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country.